the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, March the 7th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Another top Trump advisor heading for the exit. Also on today's nationwide rundown, Congress looks to ease up on banks. And we'll tell you why folks in Iowa are focusing this month on seeing me for me. Now, our top story, President Trump's top economic advisor said Tuesday he would resign. The New York Times reports White House officials insisted there was no single factor behind the departure of Gary Cohn, who heads the National Economic Council, but his decision to leave came as he seemed poised to lose an internal struggle over Trump's plan to impose large tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. In a statement to The Times, President Trump said Gary's been my chief economic advisor and did a superb job in driving our agenda, helping deliver historic tax cuts and reforms and unleashing the American economy once again. Speaking of economic stories that impact us all, Nevada's Dean Heller, one of 67 U.S. senators to vote Tuesday to start debate on the biggest bank reform bill since the financial crisis of 2008.
Senate Bill 2115, formerly called the Economic Growth Regulatory Relief and Consumer Protection Act, lifts the most stringent regulations, including the so-called stress tests, on banks that have between $50 and $250 billion in assets. The rules were put in place to prevent any future chain reaction meltdowns, such as the ones that led to the recession. Carter Doherty with the nonprofit Americans for Financial Reform says opponents of the reforms Congress passed in 2010 have been gunning for them ever since.
And this is the first time that they've gotten as far as a vote in the Senate. And unfortunately, it was a bipartisan vote.
Doherty says a recent study showed that Wall Street spent more than $2 billion to influence decision makers in Washington during the last presidential election, not counting unreported dark money. The website OpenSecrets.org shows that Senator Heller has taken more than $122,000 from commercial banks in the 2017-2018 election cycle, the fourth highest amount of any U.S. senator. Supporters of the reforms say the Dodd-Frank regulations were an overreaction that cost the banks too much to comply with. I'm Suzanne Potter.
NBC News reports adult film star Stormy Daniels sued President Trump Tuesday, alleging that he never signed a non-disclosure agreement. The civil suit filed in L.A. and obtained by NBC News alleges her agreement not to disclose her, quote, intimate relationship with Trump is not valid because while both Daniels and Trump's attorney signed it, Trump never did. Several universities across Missouri say they will overlook disciplinary actions against any prospective students if they get punished by their high school for participating in next week's national walkout to protest gun violence. More on the story from Tramell Gomes.
The walkout comes a month after 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Thousands of students are expected to join their peers across the country in the 17-minute national school walkout on March 14th. If you're a student concerned about a possible blemish on your permanent record for participating, some universities are saying not to worry because they're taking a different approach to peaceful civil protests. Patrick Giblin is a spokesman for Webster University.
We immediately do not see that as a negative mark. In fact, we mark that as a show of leadership on behalf of the students.
Lake Erie can't speak for itself, so dozens of Ohioans will be its voice this week on Capitol Hill. Mary Sherman reports they join hundreds from around the country to promote the importance of programs that keep the Great Lakes healthy and drinking water safe.
There are proposals for massive funding cuts to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and Farm Bill conservation programs that help reduce pollution runoff from agriculture. Christy Meyer with the Ohio Environmental Council says the cuts could be detrimental to Lake Erie.
We consistently see a harmful algal bloom in Lake Erie. And so what does that mean for this coming year? We've had a lot of rain, we've had a lot of snowmelt, and we're going to have less funding to be able to put best management practices on these farm fields.
Since 2010, $2.5 billion in Great Lakes restoration funding has allowed more than 3,500 projects in the region to address a range of environmental challenges, improve habitat, and fight aquatic invasive species.
And finally, Roz Brown tells us more than 50 million Americans are living with developmental disabilities, but many are also highly functioning individuals actively participating in their communities.
Lane Till is a spokesperson for the Iowans with Disabilities and Action Project and says this year's campaign theme, See Me For Me, recognizes the contributions made by the 48,000 Iowans with developmental disabilities. She believes the month provides an opportunity to remember that every person deserves to be identified as a unique individual with special gifts and talents.
One of the things that we talk about quite a bit is a person's ability versus their disability. And so March helps us highlight the contributions of those with disabilities in their communities throughout Iowa.
Developmental disabilities are those obtained prior to age 22 that cause mental or physical limitations.
You can follow the stories of Iowans and others across the nation during Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. The hashtag is DDAAwareness18. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.